you can say all games are huge, but this one, there's no point in pretending it isn't, Chris. There's an awful lot at stake. I don't know how long ago it is that St. Harps turned Cork City over. I think you might be back to when James Gallagher, I think Gary Merritt scored a winner possibly when they were back in the first division, both sides, which is a long while ago, but we need to be right to get anything over tomorrow, Chris, to put it out with you.
Now, should you get all 3 points, that would move you to within just 1 point of three clubs above you. There could be quite a battle in the remaining weeks.
Yeah, that would be a great discussion to be able to have on Monday morning, Chris, but there's a but there. And as I said before, if we show up like we did in the first half in Shelburne, we won't be talking about that. However, if we put in the performance that we put in the second half in Shelburne, we possibly will. But we need to be right and hoping that Cork may not be firing an odd cylinder, to put it that way, too.
Is it fair to say they would probably settle for a point more than you would?
We haven't really looked at it from their perspective. We're looking at it from our own perspective. I mean, they have a lot of players through the spine of the side there that won a double and won a couple of FAI Cups, from the goalkeeper out through Alan Bennett and Kevin O'Connor with Gareth Morrissey. They have an awful lot to offer despite their league position. But we see we have a bit to offer also despite our league position, to put it that way, yeah. But this will be touch and go tomorrow if we're right, to put it that way.
And if we look at the remaining games, Ollie, yes, it's one game at a time, but as you say, every game very tough. You know, you're going to have to really be at your best to get a win out of any of the remaining games.
Yeah, we found it very difficult, you know, wins to come by. We need a bit of the rub of the green to go our way. It probably did in the first half last Saturday in Dublin, and probably then maybe went away from us in the second half when we looked like we could have gone on and won the game. But we need decisions going our way, be it you know, refereeing decisions, be it the hop of the ball, be it a deflection or something to go our way to try and get something out of tomorrow. But look, we know what's at stake there. There's no point in pretending it's just another game. You know, it is hugely important for both sides, and Cork know that every bit as well as we do.
It's a basement battle. In normal circumstances, you could expect a large crowd for a game like this with so much at stake. And if anything, the home side will probably miss out more in terms of the lack of atmosphere and lack of home support, especially if you're putting on a bit of pressure.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's probably one of the many downfalls of behind closed doors. While it might have worked our advantage away in Shelburne last Saturday in the first half, where when they were totally on top, they didn't have the home support to get in behind them. But in particular at home, we have missed the support. No, that's not an excuse, and we're not using that as an excuse should we not get the result that we hope to get tomorrow. But it's certainly our home support. It just shows what we had and have behind us over the years. We'd love to have them tomorrow because they have maybe dragged us over the line in other years, but we've got to do it without them and try and drag ourselves over the line, to put it that way.
And finally, Ollie, in training, you have a big squad, good competition for places, and there's a good camaraderieship amongst all the players, and the spirit is good in the camp.
Yeah, we never get too down when results don't go away, or we never get too carried away at the couple of times we get results that kick us on. We have numbers back from injuries. We're still short one suspension and an injury that aren't available tomorrow, but for a change, we have bodies back that we can pick from. And while it poses difficulties to try and, you know, keep people happy, we'd much prefer that situation than not having people to choose from.